Aristotle said, "It is possible to fail in many ways, while to succeed, there is only one way." It is possible to fail in many ways, while to succeed is possible only in one way. What does that mean? We can succeed in only one way. To fail is not to find the goal. For instance, you're an Edison looking for how to make a light bulb. And so you're developing many techniques. And they don't succeed because they don't take into account many factors. And finally, because you have taken all the factors and put them in motion, you come up with a solution and you make a light bulb. And you make a light bulb that has an inert gas inside of it, and it has a filament that burns, and yet it doesn't burn up because the inert gas does not allow that to happen. And you have a ball of glass around it and something to make connections on the bottom. It's quite a complicated little thing. Most of the time we take the light bulb so for granted we don't think of really what it is. But the light bulb is a very very special gadget, and it's one that took a lot of time by some people to come up with it. Now, we can go to the museum and see the history of the light bulb. It was hundreds of propositions, you know, hundreds of ways that it was promoted. And what was one of the earlier light bulbs? One of the earlier light bulbs was the firefly. The firefly has a little phosphorescence in its tail, and people took a bunch of fireflies and put them in a bottle, and they had light. This is one of the earliest because it's nature's perfect way. We as kids used to do that, remember?
Yeah.
We would gather these fireflies and put them in a glass, and they didn't illumine anything, but they were a light. And they were kind of fun, and they lasted a short time, but it was nice. Now, that I would imagine was one of the first lights that people may have developed or not, you know. Of course, in the Stone Age, they didn't have any glass bottles to put the fireflies in. But children still chase them, I'm sure. Then you had the candle, or you had a torch, you know. Mm-hmm. And you lit the torch because there was a bunch of leaves up there. That didn't last very long. Then you put some oil on the torch to make it last longer. And it just went on. If you look at the history of how illumination has been designed and developed, it's quite extensive, quite interesting. Well, people will call each one of those a failure. Now, what was the purpose? They wanted to have light, and they wanted to have portable light, not just the fire light, you know, but they wanted to have portable light. And so they developed these things, and they went very well. And each was supposed to be a failure, but it served its purpose. And it served its purpose. There was nothing to compare to it. Nothing was better, because each one of these things was its best. Then, as the ultimate in the light bulb came along, which is not even the ultimate, because they're changing it all the time now, too, people thought, wow. And then the fluorescent fixture came along, and they thought, what a great improvement that is. But it had other little things about the fluorescent fixture that made it undesirable, because it would oscillate at a certain rate of speed and give you a headache while you're looking, reading from it, and so on. And the 60 hertz electricity that's used in light bulbs today is designed so that it does not give you a headache. We say, well, why didn't we have 55 hertz, or why didn't we have 50, or why don't we do it like they do in Germany, or in Europe, or in Australia, or wherever? And the reason that we don't do that is because we have done research, and it has shown that that's not effective. And of course, Part of the non-effectiveness may be that Europe uses 220 current and we use 110. Now, is that an issue? Who knows? But you see, these are not failures. These are just steps along the way, and each step is great. Now, if you have yourself the finest Jaguar you can have, would you call that a failure because tomorrow this new Jaguar is going to come out? No. So we don't go around calling things a failure and possible ways to fail. We just look at the possible ways to do things, to try them out. And a person may have a possible way that lasts only 2 seconds, too. That's always a possibility. Mm-hmm. Or it could be much longer. Think about that, and think about how you have the ability to come up with all of these beautiful thoughts, all these beautiful concepts, and though they may not prove beneficial, they were beneficial because they were steps on your way of revealing who and what you are. Life's filled with a lot of fun things, isn't it? So let's just remember now, Aristotle said, it's possible to fail in many ways, while to succeed is possible only in one way. Now, what did Aristotle mean? I like to think he meant what we just said, that each is a step along the way. I would say to fail is not to try any longer. Because as long as you're trying and working on it, you could very well succeed. But to fail is when you stop.
Give up.
You give up. You stop trying to do your best. It's sort of a useless thing to do that. Take this thought for today and see where it carries you. We find it a lot of fun here. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.